G'day, my name's Justin Conlon from the Stock and Land, and welcome to day three of our Sheep Week podcast. I'd like to open up by thanking our principal partner, International Animal Health Products, and our other partners, Rural Bank, Gallagher and Shearwell. Day three is Wednesday, June the 7th, and it involves seven fantastic studs of mixed breeds, each well worth a visit. I'd also like to take this opportunity to highlight a fantastic prize we have for visitors going along to Sheep Week is the 1.5 tonne Peyton's trailing feeder that's up for grabs. Simply fill out an entry form at each of the participating exhibitors or take note of the keyword. There should be keyword posters up at all of the sites. You can take that keyword back to our online Stock and Land Sheep Week landing page and fill out an entry form there as well. So we kick off this podcast with a real character, Nip Brownie from Gammadale, and he tells me a little bit about his entry into the Australian white sheep.
Yeah, well, I started with embryos from the Foundation. Yeah, we bought embryos from there, and we come through. Then we went and we've been buying the dearest brands, the best brands we can possibly get from the Tattercale stud, and at their sale, we've been working on the hair side and meat and trying to get them sound and. Yeah, they're going along okay.
Yeah, and what initially got you into them, Nip?
I've had stud geese for 35 years, and I'd sold all them, and I've seen these come up, and I thought, they look good. I think there's a pretty big opportunity in having a go. There's a big place for these in the job over the hair breed.
Yeah, and Nip, for those travelling up to up to Lascelles on the day, what will we have on show?
We'll have useless little lambs. We'll have stud rams, flock rams. Some ewes. Bit of everything.
Yeah. And finally, for people not familiar with the Wimmera Mallee sort of area, where are you based and the best way to get to your place?
Yeah, we're on the Sunraysia Highway. Yeah, we're 160 k's north of Horsham. And on the Sunraysia Highway, you'll see the sign on the road. We're only a stone's throw from the sign.
Yeah. And Nip, do you have an on property sale each year?
We haven't had a sale as yet, but we're going to have one this year. We haven't been able to have a sale because we keep selling them.
That's a good problem to have.
When they're young, so. Yeah, it's sort of, we can't get them, come to sale time, we haven't got enough left to have a sale, so.
Yeah.
We can't get anything over 12 months old, so.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're hoping to be able to have a sale this year, that's our idea.
Thanks, Nip, and I hope you do get that chance to have a sale this year and people don't buy you out at Sheep Week. We move now to a pretty impressive pole Dorset producer at Janmac, Grant and Bryce Heusler. And Grant was good enough to give me a bit of an insight into his sheep and the cropping enterprise.
Yeah, well, look, this will be sort of off the top of my head, of course, Justin, but our breeding mix has sort of been heavily influenced by the Currawee and Yulandi Park studs. They've probably been studs that we've concentrated on pretty heavily in recent years. We've consistently bought higher-priced rams out of Currawee and Yulandi Park and used semen from both those studs. That said, we've also introduced sort of strategic rams other times, for certain purposes. So we're not concentrating just on those sort of lines. So that's probably our background there. We've always focused on well-muscled sheep with plenty of shape. I think that's where yield comes comes from and where the dressing percentages come from, so it couldn't shape it all around. Yeah.
Yeah, and you've got a mixture of polled horses and white Suffolks. Could you tell me the mix there? Is it half-half?
Yeah, sure. Now, at the moment, we run about 430 polled horse ewes and approximately 130 white Suffolk ewes. The white Suffolk ewes are sort of, we're selling both breeds, of course, but that's our current mix, and we sort of expect that we'll continue to breed more white Suffolks as we go along, but still concentrating heavily on our polled horse flock. They're sort of our bread and butter, I suppose you could say. They've been our main line. But the two complement each other very well. We have most of our clients run a couple of breeds, so we sort of cater for both those options, I guess. Yeah,
and in terms of on the day, what we have on offer or what will we have on display?
Yeah, look, we're looking just to have a representative sample of our sheep, Justin. We're not show people at this stage, so they'll be well-fed paddock red rams on display. We're hoping to have 30-40 rams there with a mix of bloodlines there, and also some sort of top-end rams that are stud quality. Look, they're not show paired rams, but they are pretty smart looking sheep, and so we'll have it on display as well. So it'll be a bit of a joking act to work at what we end up making, and we just have on display in the shed.
And you're in the Wimmera, which is well known cropping area, the makeup of the sheep within your mix?
Yeah, well, we've sort of stuck with our stock, which will be a two-thirds-third operation, two-thirds stock still in the third crop, where I'd say the area's probably swung the other way. And with our stud and our mix of, we have Merino to Merino drawing still, and also our first cross use that we breed ourselves, we find that mix of that blend's working very well for us, and it suits our country. It's just so consistent and reliable. The consistency of our sheep is what sort of pays your bills, I guess. So we're very happy with the way the mix sits at the moment.
Yeah. And to help me and the listeners, could you just give us a feel for how to get to your place on the day?
Yeah, sure. Look, if you come into Groke, Justin, Nate, well, if you come from Horsham, you'll come to Nattymuck, and you'll turn up the Groke Road, just outside Nattymuck, and you'll turn to Groke, and then you'll continue into the Groke Township, and you'll actually turn left in the township of the Groke itself, which will head south, the sign will be about 3 kilometres out the road on the Eden Hope Road, so into Groke, hard left at the middle of the town, and we might even put a sign up in town, I think, to just sort of direct people that way. I'm just sort of trying to think where the best place to be would be put up. We've got two signs there, so if we put one perhaps in the middle of town and one sort of on the turn off to our property. So head out that road, 3 kilometres, and the signpost will be there to head down our road. It's Wade's and Hoyles Road.
Yeah, great. And just for those that haven't been in the area and to get a feel for your season, has it been a good start to the season or cropping season?
Look, I would say people around here are saying it's one of the best they've ever seen. We've got tremendous early growth for our feed. Sheep are landing well, good conditions, mild days. So we've had no rough weather. I think lambing looks very promising. Cropping wise, most of the crop in the area is in. Probably borderline. The cropping job doesn't want any more water. at that point, I guess, Justin. But yeah, it was a very good start to the season, and that looks very promising.
Just down the road from Janmac, we now move to Koonik Dunies and Mitre Rock Pole Merinos, where Fiona Cameron was good enough to have to chat to me today in between pulling bog vehicles out of mud. She started off by just telling me a little bit about their sheep operation.
Right. Koonik Dunies Stud was established in 2008. Originally, I ran a merino stud, but I found that wasn't ticking all my boxes, so I made a change. And then we run about 450 to 500 stud ewes, and we sell over 100 Dooney rams a year. And then a few years ago, we established Mitre Rock Pole Merino Stud with my husband at the front of that. About 150 breeding pole merino ewes. We have our on-property ram sale on the first Friday in October, and this will be our 8th year of our ram sale.
Yeah, great. And for those driving up to Groke for Sheep Week on day 3, what are they likely to see at your property on the day?
Well, we hope to be shearing this week. Not too sure. It'll be probably shearing the sale rams if things go to plan. We'll have some of our sheep that we'll have on display at Sheepvention and at Australian Sheep and Wool Show. And I will try to get some of our other sale rams at least in paddocks around the house, if not in our yards. But at this stage, the yards are quite muddy, so
yeah.
I might be putting our display probably in the hay shed.
Yeah, and in terms of your farming mix, how much of the sheep, is it 50% sheep and 50% cropping? What's your farming makeup?
Well, I'm fortunate that my property is next door to my husband's, and that's total sheep, but on my husband's farm, family farm, it's predominantly cropping.
And I've spoken to a few people in your area. It's probably been a fantastic season, perhaps a bit wet. Is that true of your area as well?
Fantastic season, yes, it's shaping up nicely. A bit too wet at the moment for cropping. We have had a few days off, but back into it today after being bogged one vehicle.
that's great.
And the only other thing I wanted to mention was about there's a bit of distance to travel between the Wimmera studs, and we'd like to offer a light luncheon to any of our visitors.
Great. Lovely hospitality. Well, I might take you up on that myself, Fiona.
All right, yes.
Sorry, you meant to mention one other thing, Fiona?
Well, I'd just like to say that we think our sheep are great profit makers, and I'd just like to welcome everyone to come to our property and to see if our Dernies or Palmerinos can fit into their sheep enterprises.
Thanks, Fiona, and to David and the rest of your family for that that warm welcome that you're going to offer to the Sheep Week visitors. We move now to the first of our Texel offering on the day, but not the only Texel offering. The team at Mertex, Basil and Tim, have a great lineup of sheep and are well known for their involvement in the breed. They also have included some white suffix into the mix, and Tim was good enough to tell me a little bit about their offering.
The Texels, we've got about 150 stud ewes, mainly our own bred ewes. We brought in some ewes for a start. Most of the rams we've been using have been our own for the last couple of years. And the white suffix, I bought a fair few of Burwood and Tapton's ewes when they dispersed, and then I've got a few Wheatland ewes the last couple of years when they've dispersed, and then I've just been buying rams off Adeptic Grove and using Wingamin size through AI.
Yep. And your dad and yourself have been involved with the Texels for a fair while. Could you just tell us a bit of the, I guess, what you like about the Texels?
The carcass attributes of the Texels, and their meat yield, their good mothering ability, and they're very quiet, good temperament sheep.
And for those coming out to your property next week, what sort of lineup will you have there?
Yeah, we'll have some Texel and white suffix stud ewes, some stud sires that we've been using, and this year's sale rams and the show team. We'll have for this season. We'll also have some young ewes there on display beside. Yeah, have private sales from September onwards type thing. So.
Yeah, and just lastly, can you just give us a snapshot of where you are?
Yeah, we're at Antwerp. 17 k's north of Dimboa. So yeah, it's about 60 odd k's north of Horsham. So.
And the season, how's it shaping up?
Pretty good at the moment. So yeah, we had some good rains the last couple of weeks, which has really helped the season along. So.
Thanks, Tim, and it's great to see a young man so passionate about the sheep breed. Moving on to another passionate young man about his sheep, it's Damien Hawker at OMAD White Suffix, based over at Caniva, our most western property on offer on the day. I will take this opportunity just to highlight our young achievers and the way that they've embraced this event. I think it's a perfect opportunity to develop their brand, develop their passion and show what they're trying to achieve with their operation. I hope that everyone can really embrace these young achievers. So without further ado, I pass you on to Damien and just tell me a little bit about what he'll show on the day.
Yeah, okay. Breed white stuffy. Yeah, there's about 250 ewes running around at the moment. I achieve a high lambing percentage with them. They're highly fertile. Yeah, carcass traits is probably the biggest thing I'm chasing. We run a commercial enterprise as well, so turning off heavyweight suckers is where I'm targeting. So early growth and high fat, high positive fat, that's sort of where I am. And yeah, structurally sound sheep, I guess.
Yeah, and for those that come along on the day, what will you have to show them?
Yeah, on display I'll have a handful of ewes and lambs and my show team that I picked out a fortnight ago and all the flock rams that will be for sale at my on-property sale, so you'll get to see what you're going to buy later on, I guess.
Yeah, and when's that sale? Have you got a date?
Thursday the 21st of September.
Yeah.
2016.
And when you show your show team, where are you showing this year?
I'll be taking sheep to the Australian Sheep Bull Show in Bendigo in July, Hamilton Sheep Mention in August, and the Australian White
Tubby. Yeah. Yeah, at Bendigo.
Bendigo Elite White Tubby Show on sale.
And whereabouts are you based?
I'm based at 15K west of Caniva, pretty much. The property that we're having it at is my uncle's farm, and yeah, 5.5K off the highway, I think, via Leo Road.
Yeah.
So just pretty much turn straight off the highway and come up 5.5Ks and turn left and you'll practically be there.
Caniva, it's generally cropping, but is of it?
Yeah, we've sort of got all soils, depending on where you are. Mainly around Caniva, it's cropping. There is a lot of sheep. A lot of people have versatile blocks, I guess you could say. They've got big country out the scrub, like as you get further north and south. And a lot of people have heavy ground, which gets cropped year in, year out. And yeah, the sheep come home over the stubbles and vice versa in the winter.
And just to close off, mate, how's the season shaping up?
It's looking really good. It's probably one of our wettest autumn starts I've had, since I can remember anyway. Normally we're dry sowing and praying for rain. And now we're able to get on our paddocks and everything's coming up nicely, really. Beautiful germination. The mice are starting to be a bit of a problem. We've been baiting practically everything we've sown, and some of it we're just starting to bait twice just to make sure we're on top of it. So, apart from that, it's a fantastic start. Sheep feed's growing, so use land down really well. So.
Thanks, Damien. We now move across to the Wiedemann team at Sunnydale with their white suffix, and they're an impressive outfit. I had a good chat with Andrew, and he gave me a good rundown on their operation.
Sunnydale White Suffix was established in 1996 with the purchase of ewes and ram from Depth to Growth up at Chaparrot. Since then, we've basically been introducing Depth to Growth size based on growth and muscle, and we've obviously been looking at the overall structure of the animal through that period, trying to maintain a high growth rate and keeping a good balance of figures on the animals. Our sheep would be, they're certainly figuring fairly highly in the lamb plan figures. We're in the top end of that. But I think in overall we're seeing our sheep that have been performing really well on people's farms right across the fair spread of Victoria and even into some parts of New South Wales.
Yeah, excellent. And on the day, what are people likely to see at the property?
Yeah, so look, on the day on the property, Matthew, my son, will be around and he'll have some rams available for people to have a look at that'll be up for sale later in the year on our for our on-property sale, which is in the third Friday of September. So that's what we'll have for people to look at. And we've got some classed out ewes that we're hoping, depending on the weather, of course, that we might even have for people to have a look at some of our younger sheep.
And for those travelling to the region that perhaps don't go there that often, how's the season shaping up?
Yeah, look, the season here at the moment, because we're predominantly grain farmers, has been fantastic. We've had enormous amounts of rain, and for May we've had over 100 millimetres of rain, so people can expect that it's probably going to be still quite damp underfoot at that time next week, and also that we're also experiencing you know, some of the vagaries of the environment at the moment, with mice being a bit of an impact on us. But overall, the season is tracking very well for us, and hopefully, yeah, I think most people right across Victoria are actually having a really good start.
Thanks, Andrew, and that I think it just reiterates how impressive our day three lineup is, albeit so small. There's some really impressive things to see. We now move to another a favourite of mine, the team at Tullamore Park, Pete and Liz Russell, whose texels are well known to most. And I had a really good chat to Liz about her sheep lineup and the chance to win a texel ram.
Hi, Justin. Yeah, our flock, we've got 260 texel ewes, mixed ages. We run 100 composite texel ewes, which we use our pure texel rams over. We, with our cropping situation, the sheep are working well, and when the years are right, we'll also buy in either extra lambs or crossbred ewes and use our rams as well. Our breeding, where we're going, yeah, we really feel like we're on track with our breeding. When Texel first came in, they were a different style of sheep to what the Aussie Texel is now. I call them Aussie Texels because they have changed. We aim to not have them too big, but have that extra meat on their hindquarters, on that rump, that real meaty rump, and we've put a little bit more height into them, but not too much, but also narrowed those shoulders and got that extension in their neck, but without losing that meat. As a breed, we look for, we love them because they're really placid to handle, which I really think has good helped with the quality of the meat. They're not a stressful animal. That's a bonus with them. They naturally shed under their bellies and around their crutch, and I really find that's a bonus with grass seeds and things in our in the Wimmera-Mallee area. Have a breather.
What will you have on offer for people driving around next week for Sheep Week?
Yeah. On offer, we'll have a nice warm fire going if it's a cold, frosty morning like it has been.
Yeah.
We'll have on display our 2016 drop rams and ewes and a cross of our mixed age ewes in the yard for people to inspect. Yeah, we look forward to hosting you all and hope you come and visit us.
And if something does catch someone's eye, Liz, do you have a on-property sale or do you sell privately? How do you operate through the year?
In the past, we've always sold privately. We just find that that's easier. We have our regular buyers that come back. And we have new buyers as well. So we usually start selling our rams from the beginning of September. We're situated at Donald, just off the Sunraysia Highway.
Yeah, great. And I've just had a quick look through the booklet. I noticed you've got a bit of a giveaway too. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, we have. We're going to the draw for a winner free ram. Just enter your details on the day and we'll win it, draw a winner out.
Yeah, fantastic.
Lucky person.
Thanks, Liz. And there's another reason to get along to Sheep Week. A Texel ram, or the opportunity to win a 1.5-tonne Peyton's trailing sheep feeder. So make sure you get along and enter all the appropriate entry forms. I'll take this chance again to thank our principal partners, International Animal Health Products, Rural Bank, Gallagher and Shearwell, and encourage you to stay tuned to the Stock and Land Sheep Week landing site at our website. We'll have a number of interviews and articles about the week. So that's enough from me. I'll sign off. It's Justin Conlon from the Stock and Land, and stay tuned for podcasts for day 4 and 5.